this morning, acknowledging your sovereignty. Lord, as we come before your presence this morning, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will be gracious unto us. Lord, through the power of your grace, Lord, let the mercy of the Lord be shown unto us again. O merciful Father, we ask, in the name of our Lord Jesus, as we wait unto you, Lord, please touch our lives again. Touch our lives again. Touch these lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. We'll read the scripture. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 14. Okay? It appears they are putting it on. I was thinking maybe they want every one of us to open our Bible. So we go. We are reading, relatively long verses. So I want you to go with me from verse 14. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" Verse 17. Then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashing his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." Verse 19, he answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. Verse 21. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Verse 24. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out and convulsed him greatly and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Let's stop there. Praise God. Today, we are moving a step further on our theme for this month. And what is the theme? Our great high priest. Our great high priest. Our great high priest. We started on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and there were diverse ministrations on this theme for this month. And during the course of the ministration, the theme was expounded unto us. We had understanding what it meant when the scripture talks about our Lord Jesus to be our great high priest. Our pastor expanded it again on Tuesday, and we look into it again. On Wednesday, we look into it again. On Friday again, am I right? On Friday again, yes. We also dealt with it again. Today, we are also dealing with it again. Our great high priest. And who is our great high priest? Our great high priest is Jesus. Today, by the grace of the Lord, before we begin to look into what we have read, we're going to look into what I call divine means of help. Divine means of help. The divine means of help. Let's look into our theme again. Let's go into the book of Hebrews chapter 4 before we link up. Hebrews chapter 4. We are reading from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was all in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And verse chapter 5, again, 1 to 2. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weaknesses or weakness. Amen. This scripture again, we tried to look into it last week, that our Lord Jesus, our great high priest, the Bible distinguishes, the level of high priest. That our Lord Jesus is not just an high priest, but a great high priest, a great one. So there's a difference. And something makes him to be a great high priest. Last week we were looking at it, that a number of attributes of our Lord Jesus. that the first thing that was that he was, you know, appointed by God himself. He was appointed, chosen by God to be our great high priest. And as he was chosen by God to be our great high priest, he went through some things because of us. Because it was necessary of a necessity. In other words, for our Lord Jesus Christ to be qualified, it was very necessary for him, you know, to enter into every detail of human life, human activity, human issues. He had to enter. He entered into details of our lives, every matter of your life, before he could become qualified to be called a great high priest. Unlike other high priests. Necessity was laid for him. So he had to penetrate, enter into every realm of life. Be it spiritual, be it physical, be it need, be it issue of oppression, be it issue of any area of a man's life. Completely, he entered into it. So that he could be qualified. And that is why the scripture says he would pass through all the heavens. He passed through all the heavens. In other words, by the reason of going through the details of man's life, of every woman, he understands our feelings, he understands what we are going through, he understands how the pain we have, he understands all things concerning our lives. And so there is nothing strange about your life that Jesus had no feeling about before. There is nothing you are going through. There is nothing that is happening. Yorubani tamani ki on to baso pe won ori ru eleyi won fi n deruba oloro ni ko si nkan ti o ti tun laye ko si nkokan. Everything before the foundation of the world, every issue about your life, Jesus had gone through it. He knew the pains, he knew the problem, he knew the trouble, he knew the trauma. He had gone through every trauma. He had gone through all the Christ. He had gone through it. And that is the reason why he could be qualified to be the great high priest. I remember someone used to say something. A close person said, "Eni to ba ti pass through kan ti oju yin ti ri lo ma mo lo ma ni feelings lati mo bo ti ma handle yin." You know that I remember now. He said, I remember someone, people do not think that he was in need of anything. They thought everything was full. I mean, he had everything. So anytime we discuss then, he said, Jesus' name. And the message sank into my spirit then. So they could not have a feeling. And I just look at it. Jesus had a feeling for you. He knew. The Bible says, look, He was made wretched for us. The chastisement of our sin was on him. So everything about your issue, no, Jesus took it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we are looking at one thing. Oh, please remember the vimes of earth. When Jesus took all this, there was an ultimate goal. The goal he was pursuing. And that was what that scripture was taking. Oh, they have taken away. Taken away, it away. Okay, let me go to my Bible. The ultimate goal is that so that we could come, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help of need. In other words, the ultimate goal that our Lord Jesus was after, that we will be able to have access, not to the throne alone, but not only for our need to be met, but the need that are going to be met will be propelled by what? By grace and mercy. When our needs are propelled, are fueled by grace and mercy, then our joy shall be full. There are needs all around. Needs, thank God. No, from the beginning of the service, even since last week, and the beginning of the service, issue of needs and needs and needs were being the target. And I said, praise God, the Lord has already prepared the ground. You know, there are needs. Those needs in our lives that are supposed to be met, man can stand and say, I will help you. And I always say, I prefer God to help me. Huh? Securing the help of God is always very unique. Very, very, very unique. You know, a situation when every life, every one of us, we come to a point where we come to a point that we are helpless. We are confused. We do not know what to do. But it is only the help that is propelled by grace and mercy that will satisfy your need. When a help is not propelled by grace and mercy, then it will just be, okay, she, a dupe. When a help is propelled, is this mercy and grace fuel that help for your life, things will change. Many of us, issues of our lives, it's not that we are not receiving help, but most of the help we are receiving, they are not being propelled by mercy and grace. And things are not, and that is why things still remain the same level that's the same level that have been. May the Lord grant us help in Jesus' name. Going to where we read in the scripture, Mark chapter 9. We observe that the need of a man was critical. This need of this man was very critical. This man was a man who he had a son that, you know, the power of the devil had taken hold of him, you know, a strong oppression, very strong oppression. The Bible says the man or the young boy or thereabout, you know, was suffering from the spirit of mute. And the devil will take hold of him any moment. So it was a shame upon this. The devil will take hold of him, you know, throw him inside water, throw him inside fire. And look at the problem this person was having. And the scripture says they brought this man to the disciples. They brought it to Jesus, but Jesus was not available then. Jesus was not available. And the boy, they prayed, nothing could happen. Nothing happened. Our life will never be the same. We'll never be like this in Jesus' name. The man who had gone through a situation like that, who had been under a serious oppression, under a traumatic life, and he was confronted by the devil every time, one would have thought that, look, immediately he got to the disciples, something will happen. But somehow along the line, Jesus was not there. Jesus was not there. He almost narrowly missed it. If Jesus had tarried for a while before this man, if Jesus had tarried for a while, when Jesus was on that transfiguration, and if Jesus had been there for a while, the life of this man would have been left the same way he came. He would have missed something. The help that's supposed to come, he was looking for help. Well, help might be a help of comfort that the disciples have given to him. I say, we comfort him. Don't worry, it will be over. It will soon be over. You will get over it. That's the help. You will soon get over it. Oh, it will, don't worry. There will be solution. There are lives like that are going through issues. But suddenly Jesus appeared. And Jesus appeared in the scene. May the Lord appear into your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said, may the Lord of glory appear in your life today. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus appeared, something changed in the life of this man. Jesus met, disputes between the disciples and this man. And the dispute was, you didn't deliver my son. My son has been the same way. He said, ati gbiyanju, mama, abi baba, ati gbiyanju tiwa. Ati try to. So, but as a divine order, as Jesus came, the story changed. The story of your life is going to change today in the name of Jesus Christ. This man received a divine means of help. He received a divine means of help. That he cried when he was saying, I said, Lord, all that I'm saying is, help me. Help me. The scripture says, but if you can do anything, have compassion on me and help me. This month is a month of help unto you. Amen. The Lord will help you. Amen. The Lord will help you. Amen. There will be a divine help. Amen. There will be a divine help. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me. I remember some years ago, we were young then, we were newly married. That was the time Abacha, is it Abacha? No, not Abacha now. Abiola, the only Abiola crisis. And no movement, no salary, no bank, nothing. The situation was even terrible than the time of cash crunch. You will not even see somebody moving out. You will not see people, no vehicle on the road. For weeks. No, nothing. My wife, myself, we had nothing at home. Absolutely. Not even Gary. Zero. Nothing. No Gary, no Ilbo, no rice, no beans, nothing. And again, to compound everything, no money. It was a serious case. No movement. Because once you are moving, pow, pow, you'll be hearing gunshots, all manner of things. No movement. God of mercy, how do we cope? And we were in the rooms. We went to pray inside the room. We prayed. After prayer, we went to take water. We drank water. And we drank water, looking unto the Lord. Just like that time made me to understand what the woman, that Sarephath woman, went through. And you remember the widow of Sarephath? It made me to remember. Say, oh, I see. This is what this woman went through. I see. It is when you go through something that you understand better. And we were saying, God, what do we do? What do we do? But of course, but somewhere along the line, a divine help came. In the night, when it was dark, you know, when it will be dark, at least you can sneak and go out. An elderly couple sneak, and someone was just knocking our door. Who is this at this time of the day? I said, hello, said, and the person greeted. And we opened the door. And they greeted us. They sat down for maybe 3-4 minutes. He just wanted to see your face. Ah, we are fine, sir. We are fine, ma. Ah. And then after 3 or 4 minutes, he said, let us pray. They prayed. And they were about to go. And they left a just and put their hand inside their purse and then brought an envelope and put it on the table. Ha! What is this? We went, we saw them through. By the time we came back, I said, my wife, can we open this envelope? Sorry. Yeah! This money is heavy. At this time, help! How did it happen? And this help came because we have already there was no place to go. In fact, you will always, anywhere you go, you will hear complaint. Everywhere you go, you will hear complaint. There was nobody. So we were just there. And this help just came suddenly. Help will come upon you. I said, the Lord God, who says he is our great high priest, we send help unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine help. Receiving divine help. Divine help does not come. It does not come like that. There are realities of divine help. And let us look into them. The realities of divine help. The realities of securing God's help. I'm not saying securing man's help. I'm saying securing the help of God at the right time of need. This month, the first thing that you will need to do is that bring your life before God's help. Be willing to be helped by God. Be willing to be helped by God. Many of us will look so much unto men. We have confidence in our brother, in our sister. We have confidence in our mom. We have confidence in our uncles. We have confidence in our dad. And we forget about God. At that time, I never witnessed. I just look at it. I was telling my wife, well, no problem, don't worry. God will make a way. We sought the face of God. Let's. Do you think how many minutes of after prayer? We never knew that somebody was already walking towards our doorstep at that time. Be willing to be helped. Seek not the help from man. You must secure God's help. Secure God's help. And one major thing about help from God is a life of meekness that God is looking for. A life that is meek. Meekness. Meekness. When you are meek, access to help come upon your life. Everyone attends to your need. grace and mercy flow with the help that comes to your life. Many of us have been denied of help. Many of us have been denied of help. And when you are denied of help, oh my, you know that it's not something that is palatable. A man that walks that is meek, meekness is, you know, only relocon, that's how I can put it in Yoruba. I'm thinking how to put it in English. You know, okay, o wa nile ko gbe okan soke si asan. You know, he does not lift his heart up, his spirit up into vanities. He's humble, and help comes. The second thing is, or the third one or fourth one now, is help flows as you walk in love. Love attracts help. When a man walks in love, when you walk in love towards people, walks in love towards your brother, your sister, help flow into your life. There is no barrier. Help cut away barrier. It cuts away all limitations. And once you are walking in love towards your fellow brother, you cannot be denied of help. The next matter is help comes when a man has an absolute faith in the Lord. Help comes when you have absolute faith in the Lord. It comes when you have absolute faith in the Lord. The fourth or fifth one is help also come when there is a cry for help from someone who is meek. Jehoshaphat was bombarded by the enemies, and they wanted to destroy him and destroy the land. But the Bible says he humbled himself. He cried. They cried unto the Lord, and help came unto them, and they prevailed. You will prevail in Jesus' name. Help flows when a man walks in partnership with the Holy Spirit. In partnership with the Holy Spirit. Help flows when a man walks in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And one principal thing is that help will never come to a man, divine help, I'm not talking of, divine help will never come to a man who is not born again. Because we are talking of divine help, that is help that flows with grace, help that flows with mercy. We are talking about the help that is timely, help that is appropriate. And that is what divine grace is talking about. Help that is holy, Help that meet up with the need in your life. Help that meet up with the need in your life. The appropriate help. And when you are talking about divine means of help, we are talking about the help that has no boundary. No boundary. It is limitless. It is limitless. May the Lord arise for your help this month. May the Lord arise for your help this month. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The help that came to the children of Israel. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 11. And look again into what happened to them. First Samuel chapter 11. That is Gilead. Saul says Gilead. I'm going to read just about two or three verses there. Chapter 11, I'm reading verse 4. Okay, let me read verses 1 and 2, then I will jump again to verse 4. Then Nash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nash, make a covenant with us and we will serve you. And Nash the Ammonite answered them on this condition, I will make a covenant with you that I may put out all your right eyes and bring reproach on all Israel. Verse 4. So the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and told the news in the hearing of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And there was Saul coming behind the herd from the field. And Saul said, what troubles the people that they weep? And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. Then the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard his news, and his anger was greatly aroused. Now let me jump. I'm now jumping to verse 9. And they said to the messengers who came, thus you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help. Tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help. Then the messengers came and reported it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. You will be glad in Jesus' name. Therefore, the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you, and you may do with us whatsoever seems good to you. Praise God. Let's stop there because of the time. Jabesh Gilead, the Ammonites, they wanted to invade the land. And they now came. And then the Gileadites were making a covenant. They said, please let us make a covenant with you. The covenant we want to make with you is that we will serve you. Eh? We will serve you. Ogani, how much sin? And the enemy said, it's not the issue of serving us. The issue is that we want to plug your eyes. We want to turn you people to blind, to blind people. We want to make you blind. And the people of Israel, they started crying. Somehow along the line, by the leading of the Spirit, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul, before he missed it. The Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Saul. I said, what? They wanted to make you blind? Oh, this is an insult. They wanted to attack us? No. When we gather together, we go to seek the face of the Lord, and help shall come. Tomorrow, help shall come. I announce to you today, I don't know the covenant the enemy has made with you. I don't know what the enemy has spoken, but I know one thing, that once the help of God Almighty comes upon your life today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the yoke of the devil will be destroyed. The counsel of the enemy will not stand over you in the name of Jesus. As we are going to pray right now, I want to plead with you. This month, your high priest, your great high priest, will stand to release help over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, those things that have been difficult for you to accomplish, all areas where you have been experiencing struggle, all areas where you have been denied, this month, by the name of the Lord Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus, help, help, help shall come over your life in the name of Jesus. You are going to rise on your feet. Go to rise on your feet. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. The scripture says something. When a man, are we there? Second Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. Second King. Okay, let me read the verse. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. Say 26 to 27. Then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, help my Lord, O king. And verse 27, and he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine presses? Well, remember, this was a woman, the other partner, there was a famine in the land. And the other partner told her and said, look, my friend, you know, we are hungry. What, you have a baby, I have a baby. Now what will happen? Let us eat your baby first. We will eat your baby. And after we have eaten your baby, then we will come back and eat my own baby. Because we are hungry. And they said, okay, let's cook. Let's kill. And they kill the baby, the first baby. And the second, and the, now they finish eating. And the second baby, the woman said, oh yeah, oh, tie no loco, je kapati. And the woman said, eh? Because you can't kill my baby. You can't kill baby. You can't kill my own. At the party. The Bible says the woman cried. Said, look, hey, all right, Koja, please, I need help. And they met and he saw the king. And the king said, me, I don't have power to help you. I don't have power to help you. That can help you. If God refuses to help, even if man steps into your situation, it will be without grace. It will be without mercy. Nothing happened. There will not be any tangible results. You cried unto the Lord today. We like to speak unto the Lord over your life. I want you to speak to the Lord concerning your life. We like to say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, people because you are my great high priest. Today, in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, I cry unto my great high priest, Lord Jesus, to help me. Come and help me. Come and help me. Help me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by grace and mercy, let help come. Let help come to attend to all my needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the name of the Lord Jesus, let the help of the Lord come upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the help of the Lord come over your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the help of the Lord come upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the help of the Lord come upon my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Yes, Lord. Marabaya bande bakosonia. Libande kari bakazande yaba. Rikra bagayande yabasi. Rikra katende yabasonia. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Experiencing divine help. I'm not saying help. And I've tried to explain what divine help means. That is help that flows, propelled by mercy, by grace. Grace, mercy, you know, fuel it to meet your need. To meet your need appropriately, to meet your need at a timely, at a specific need, appropriately, appropriate time that meets your needs. This is what we are saying, talking about your divine help, and you are going to still pray because you must have understanding with what we call this divine help. You must have an understanding. You know, many people pray for help. But most of the help that comes, they are not help, they are not appropriate. They are not help that is prepared by divine, that it is prepared divinely. Go to cry unto the Lord today by the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me and rescue me from every evil. Every form of disaster by the power of your mercy and grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, help me by the power of your mercy. Help me by the power of your mercy and grace. It is the power of your mercy and grace, the power of your mercy, oh Lord, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, it is the help, the mercy and your mercy and grace at this time of this need. Mercy and grace. It is mercy and grace. Mercy and grace that open this door. Not ordinary help. Not ordinary help. I am saying that the help that flow by the reason of mercy. 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 Yes, Lord. Even though I'm not qualified. Even though I am not qualified. But I am saying, let mercy qualify me. Let grace for qualify me. Let mercy, oh Lord, let mercy qualify me by the reason that you are my great high priest. That you are the one interceding for me. You are the one pleading my cause. You are the one pleading my case before heaven. In the name of Jesus. We are talking about limitless help. May the Lord arise for help this month. The Lord arise for help for us this month. Lord help. Lord help. No complaining. No complaining in our surroundings. No complaining. No complaining. No complaining. No loss in our surroundings. No man can help us except you, Lord. Yes, Lord, accept your love in this nation, even in this land. Lord, no man can help us. You are the one concerning the needs of your people, concerning the health of your people, concerning issues over your people, concerning their work, concerning their businesses, concerning their promotion, concerning the name, concerning your Lord, divine intervention, concerning divine intervention. Let help of heaven. Yes, Lord, arise, 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 arise. Yes, arise, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help, divine help. You will not be ashamed. You will not be disgraced. You will not know any reproach. You will not know the people will not laugh at you. They will not laugh at you. They will not laugh in your scornful way. It is a cry that this month, yes, there are things that must be made. There are issues that must be settled. There are things that must be settled. This month, there are needs that must be settled. There are cases that must be settled. There are needs. There are debts that must be settled. This month, yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Rekata, Makadiaba, Ojo Bobotia, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we are saying, Lord, Father, help, help. Concerning this matter, concerning this career, concerning this name, concerning this job, concerning this my daughter, concerning this my son, concerning my husband, concerning my wife, concerning this bed, concerning my rent, concerning my school fees, concerning Lord Jesus, divine help. This is the first month on day of the month of the 12th month of the year. The Lord, Lord, our great high priest, our great high priest, that you will help, Lord, you will help us, yes, Lord. Asa the king, cry unto the Lord. It is nothing with thee to help. It is nothing with thee to help. Yes, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Lord of heaven, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not the enough for you to help us. It is not. So, Father, this morning, we are pleading. Let this help flow in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let this help flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. My help.
just like King Asa said, that it's nothing for you to help a man. In other words, you are always there to help. You are always there to help. And our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, who is seated at your right hand, is interceding for us now, pleading that Lord supply help unto us. Supply help over these lives. We are crying that we need your divine help. Divine help. Lord, some of us, oh God, we have reached the wall of situations in our lives. Some of us, oh Lord, we are confused. And some of us, oh God, we are helpless. Some of us, oh Lord, do not know what to do again. Lord, but we return back to you, Almighty, the great high priest. Thou, O Lord Jesus, that you have entered into every facet of woman because you wanted to help. And so, Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the door of help open over every life. In the name of Jesus, release your help over every issue in this life. In the name of Jesus, and let the life of your people, by the name of Jesus Christ, bring glory to your name. Thank you, because this month of August, yes, you will reveal yourself as our great high priest. And by the workings of your grace and mercy, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help will come to every need in our lives. In the name of Jesus, help shall flow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we pray.